Welcome to Small Steps Living, the podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Corduff, bringing you inspiring stories to help you transform your life
one small step at a time.
Here at Small Steps Living, we're keeping it real. Kick back and enjoy the show. Hey there, it's Lisa, and welcome to another episode of the podcast. Well, I always say I'm excited about these podcasts because I generally am. But this time, I really wanted to fill you in a little bit more about the direction of Small Steps Living and I guess its evolution. I started all this off talking about food, and my very first website was Lisa Corduff in the Kitchen. It was pretty profound. Branding exercise there. I was literally in the kitchen all the time with my small kids. I only had two at that point, and I was experimenting with food, and I was trying to move us away from the processed and packaged foods that I'd really grown up with. And I've done pretty well in that regard. I've created a new normal for us, and it's taken a lot of time. And, you know, I don't ever claim to be doing things perfectly. I don't strive for perfection. I strive for a balance and making my own life as Lisa Corduff, as opposed to Lisa Corduff, the mum, as easy and enjoyable as possible. So I've had this Small Steps community follow me on this journey. They've evolved over the time that I've been talking about food. My Small Steps membership, which has been around for a number of years now, is evolving. What we're talking about, I reckon, as a society of women, is changing. There's this recognition of the ridiculous expectations that we've placed on ourselves and the way that we talk to ourselves not being particularly nice. So I've also seen women who really go to really far lengths to change the food that they feed their family because of some sort of a health crisis that might have happened. These women, it is their primary sole focus for a period of time, and they can make huge, ginormous leaps. When you're in that zone, when things need to change, when someone's been diagnosed with an allergy or intolerance, or you've been told that to get your hormones under control, you've got to do a few set things, we can do it. But when we just know with that inkling in our bones that things aren't right and that we would like to be able to prepare wholesome meals more often, and we would like to make sure that our family is as well as possible. And when we just want to maintain our energy levels and not rely on processed food as a norm, or, you know, the huge amount of refined carbohydrates that I know I used to eat in my life before Whole Foods, it can take a lot to make those changes because sometimes we're relying on our willpower because we can't forget how good some of those foods taste. And it's why I created the whole Small Steps movement, is because I know from a background in behavior change that to switch the way we do things, we're actually using new parts of our brain. We have to set up new rhythms and routines in our life. A lot needs to change. Like even just with food, sometimes we just need to shop differently. At a fundamental level, we have to think about food differently. And that can and should take time. But here's the thing. The way that we've set up how we do life is just not conducive to making changes. Usually we're so maxed out all the time that fitting something else in just feels impossible. And I've watched women do this. There are times, 2017 for me has been a year where really I've just had to strip back the expectations I have on myself. We've just moved states. My kids, this final term 4 of the year, are in a new school, new kinder, new daycare, and I decided to do no after school activities. So there's no swimming, no sports of any kind, nothing. keeping things simple. But we're not great at doing this, are we? And this is why simplifying our life matters so much, and it's going to be a huge theme of Small Steps Living going forward. Small Steps members will be encouraged each month to do things differently. Oh, excuse that in the background, if you could hear it. I think my three-year-old was just drawing on a wall and my husband found her. or maybe she was coming in to interrupt me. See, this is the thing. I've got so much work to do today. It's one of my work days. And our three-year-old was up vomiting all night last night. We're dealing with a lot. There's a lot on our plates. And if you can hear her crying in the background, please know my husband is there and supporting her in that. But this is the thing, isn't it? There's guilt. If I'm not here, I should be there. And if I'm doing this, I'm not doing that. My life and the mission of Small Steps is now becoming about how we can simplify our lives through decluttering, through simple systems, through the ability to say no, through honoring ourselves and knowing when we're reaching our max, through putting our own personal development, personal growth, our own health first so that we can serve other people better. It's going to be a big theme because we're all dealing with it. And I can't help women change the food that they eat and that they feed their families if we're constantly living in chaos and a state of overwhelm. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that there's going to be a lot of talk about this stuff now. And members are going to be getting something each month to help them simplify. For me, the documentary Minimalism on Netflix, game changer. If you want to go and listen to the interview I did, Nick and I both did with Alison Davies on brains and anxiety, that is a must listen. That will tell you exactly why our poor brains just can't even operate well in this day and age, and why we need to make it easy for our brains to survive and thrive. I don't know about you, but I can sometimes feel like I'm living in a constant fog of to-dos. That is not how I want to live. It's not what I want for my Small Steps community. And as a generation of women who are trying to do all the things and do them all pretty well, I think that learning how to say no and learning how to strip back is what's going to save us in the end. Because if I've learned one thing from all of the experts that I've interviewed over the years, it's that stress is more harmful than some of the food you might be eating. Stress is a silent killer. And we need to live lives that are less stressful, less reliant on our adrenaline to get us through. I hope you're looking forward to exploring this topic with me, and I hope that you understand why this is so important for you. If I have a small step for you today, it would be how can you strip back something that you're doing in your life to make it easier for you to live well? What can you say no to this week? What can you say no to this December? Because goodness knows it's getting crazy. And just another reminder that the Small Steps membership is currently open for enrollment. It's only open until next Friday. So make sure that you jump on in. If you want to explore this community of amazing women, great e-courses, great weekly reminders on how to simplify, nourish, and enjoy your life. It's a pretty vibrant space and it's all about you. So if you're interested in simplifying, if you're interested in eating better, and if you want some of the interesting, life-changing, game-changing mindset hacks that have made a huge difference to my life, then you're going to love what we discuss in the Enjoy Week each month. Because life isn't just meant to be lived. We don't just have to survive this particular period of our lives. It's there to be enjoyed, and every day we make choices that reinforce how we do life. If you're looking for that to change, I would love to support you. Check out the Small Steps membership. The links to that will be in the show notes on iTunes and on the blog. And if you're at all interested, come and join us. You can just pay month by month or join us for a year. That's when the real changes start to happen. I'll be keeping it simple with you more and more in 2018, and I look forward to it. See you next week. For more inspiration, interviews, and know-how, head to smallstepsliving.com. Small Steps Living, inspiring your best life,
one small step at a time.